have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Hey, 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 it's Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are, when you decided to hit that play button. I am so grateful, so glad that you are here with me on this particular episode, because we're going to talk about something that keeps a lot of people stuck. It keeps a lot of people in their comfort zone. And that thing that keeps people stuck is fear. People are afraid to step out. And there can be a multitude of reasons why people are afraid. Mostly, it comes up when people are stepping into a new life. They want the transformation. They want the new dream. They want the desire to be made manifest in their life. They are saying, yes, I've heard all about the law of attraction. I want to do whatever's necessary to live my dream life now. But it requires us to do things that we haven't programmed ourselves to do naturally on a regular basis. It might involve some study, it might be acquiring some knowledge, and then moving that knowledge to a place of understanding, and in that understanding, realizing that we have to start making impressions on our subconscious mind, and then the subconscious mind's going to cause us to act and behave in a different way, and those actions and those behaviors will insist that we step outside of our comfort zone with each step to get closer and closer to the dream life, to the life we would love to live, whatever it is. Now, you know that I talk about, if you've listened to me for any length of time, that I talk about whole life prosperity. So I'm not just talking about time and money freedom. Of course, that's a goal for many, many people, to have that financial freedom, to have riches that they have previously only dreamed of, and that's fine. But what I'm talking about is this fear will come up too in other areas. Say the big dream goal is for a deep, loving, long-lasting relationship, a romantic relationship, an intimate relationship. Say the goal or the desire is for optimum, perfect health. And that person is facing some challenges right now. Say it's for the vocation or for someone's purpose, that their dream or their goal is to be a difference maker in the world, a messenger, and has a grand plan to do some grand good. All these things, no matter what the aim, the desire, the aspiration, the goal, the wish, the dream, it doesn't matter, will be called on to do something different than we do in the normal course of our life, the life that has us living a lukewarm life, that place where we just get up every day and go with the flow. We go to work on autopilot. We go to work relying on that programming that's been instilled in us from several areas, instilled from what we take in from our five five senses, that comes into our consciousness, what we take in from our environment, what we take in from the radio and TV, what we brought in from genetics and through DNA and all that stuff. That programming that's in there has got us to a place where so many of us might be just comfortable with the misery that we experience every day. Or maybe we're comfortable with living a life of poverty. Or maybe we're comfortable with the lack, because lack and limitation and doubt and worry, which really just creates more of the same when we dwell on it. But we get in that comfort zone. And when we go to move out of that, fear can come up. You know, and we live in a universe that is composed of many laws. We live in a cause and effect universe. And I always talk about the laws that precede the law of attraction. And one of the laws is the laws of polarity, or the law of opposites. You know, there's a positive side and there's a negative side. So the other side of fear would be faith, right? Bob Proctor, my coach and mentor, says faith and fear both demand that you believe in something you cannot see. It's your choice. And he's absolutely right. We have to have faith that our dream can come true. We have to believe. We have to wrap all our thinking, all our thoughts around the desire and the feeling tone of that desire being true. And if we're not doing that, we're doing something that is the opposite of that. We're staying in a state really of ignorance. We're wrapping our conscious thought, whether it's intentional or non-intentional, around worry and doubt. And that worry and doubt drops into our subconscious mind as we attach the emotion and feeling to it. We attach fear to worry and doubt. It drops into our subconscious mind, and then it keeps us stuck. It really starts to make us sick, because it causes anxiety. And when that anxiety comes up in us, it's suppressed. We suppress these feelings and keep them inside. We want nothing more, but we're stuck on this negative side of the coin. We're stuck in this state of ignorance, of worry and doubt. The feelings of fear impress the subconscious mind, and what's happening in the body? The body is receiving these messages of fear from the subconscious mind, and it's expressing as anxiety. It's suppressed, it's not expressed, it's not dealt with, it's not talked about, it's not shifted, it's not flipped over to the positive side. When we suppress it, it turns into depression. And then depression turns into dis-ease. And that turns into disintegration. See, we're either living or dying. And the question becomes, do we really want to disintegrate? Do we really just want to fade away into nothingness? Now, here's how it works on the other side of the coin. On the faith side, we have, rather than ignorance, the flip side of the coin. On the positive side is knowledge. We release that ignorance, decide that we're not going to participate in ignorance anymore. We're going to gain some knowledge. But knowledge is not enough. There are people that have acquired knowledge over years and years and years and years and years, and they're broken, they're depressed, because they stay on the negative side of the coin, stay immersed in worry, doubt, and fear. So knowledge is not enough. We have to really study in a certain way so that we gain understanding. And we do all this in the conscious mind. We acquire the knowledge, we study in a certain way, so we gain understanding. Now, that understanding helps us to attach ourselves to faith. Now, remember the quote by Mr. Proctor. Faith and fear both demand that you believe in something you cannot see. It's your choice. So we choose by faith to believe in the big dream, the fantasy, the goal, the wish, the desire, the aspiration. Because why? Because it's what we want. It's what we want. When we're on the flip side of the coin and our thoughts are about worry and doubt, we're thinking thoughts of what? Of what we don't want. Why would you want to do that? But people do it day in and day out, all day long. So on the positive side, through the knowledge and the study and the understanding, we move and attach faith because we know the faith, believing in our dream, believing in this indwelling power that we have, believing in our own divinity and our strength, that this hope, this wish, this dream, this prosperity, this success is possible for us. We keep that faith focused on the desire, and that faith has a feeling tone with it because it's attached to belief. And belief mixed with the faith moves us to a knowing that excites us about our dream. And that excitement and enthusiasm impresses the subconscious mind. And when we impress the subconscious mind on this positive side, it makes a shift in our vibration in the body on the positive side of the coin. And rather than anxiety, we experience well-being. Rather than suppressing the anxiety on the negative side, we express this goodness, this excitement for our dream, and we start to move in the direction of it. Rather than moving into a state of depression on the other side of the coin, we move into a state of acceleration. Every day we get up excited and enthused because every little step we soon realize is a movement in the direction of the life we would love to live. Rather than experience dis-ease on the negative side of the coin, our body is experiencing a state of at-ease. See, the at-ease is going with the flow in a positive direction rather than going with the flow in the negative direction, which is that autopilot, auto-programmed direction of being led into disintegration. See, it's one or the other. It's faith or fear. You have to choose to believe in you. You have to choose to believe in your dream. That is your purpose, your dream and your desire, that inner longing and discontent that has been there calling you to be, do, and have more. It's not just your idea from your limited human perspective. That gnawing feeling that won't go away, that keeps telling you deep down inside, you know you really want this. That was placed there by the universe, by God, by spirit, whatever you want to call it. That power that wishes to express through you, that has designed and created you, knowing that you are the best person, the most unique person that can express this desire in a certain way. And we must do that. We must listen to that call. We must step out of fear and we must do this thing. Because we couldn't even possibly have the desire, and I've said this over and over again, we couldn't even possibly have the desire, the big dream, that gnawing feeling, that longing and discontent for something more. We couldn't even have it if it wasn't possible for our lives. So it's time to step out knowing that you can't fail. Now, you may have some experiences that appear to your limited human self as failures along the way, but it's that persistence that calls us to keep going, and it's not failure at all. When we look at it from a higher perspective, we realize it's just a learning process. I often bring up Edison. Somewhere between 3,000 and 10,000 attempts to invent the light bulb. And when asked, why do you keep trying when you already have proved to yourself that it won't work? And he would say, no, I keep trying because I have successfully identified 10,000 ways that won't work. And he kept going, and we know the rest of the story. It's the same thing with us. There is no failure. Just movement in the direction of our dreams when we stay on the positive faith side of the coin. Knowledge, study in a certain way to gain understanding, attach that understanding to faith, it moves into our subconscious mind, and then we experience well-being, expression, acceleration, we're at ease, and this leads to creation rather than disintegration, creation of the life we would love to live. Now that's it in a nutshell. That whole certain waypoint is what I facilitate in my programs that I work with people. So I invite you to reach out to me. We have another paradigm shift. It doesn't matter when you're listening to this. There's always another paradigm shift coming up. You know, the paradigm is the auto programming. A paradigm is a multitude of habits that have almost exclusive control over our behaviors and our actions. And until we identify those, until we identify them and remove the ones that are not supportive of our hopes, wishes, and dreams, we're going to stay stuck and we're going to stay the same. Because no matter what we want or how hard we try, that paradigm's going to kick in and it's going to keep us stuck. So message me and ask me for some information about this upcoming paradigm shift. It's going to be done by Bob Proctor. I'm going to have a private room on social media where we can discuss it. We can watch bits and pieces of it together, have a conversation about it. So get involved in this next paradigm shift. It's ridiculously inexpensive for you to get involved in that. And we will move you, guaranteed, from where you are to where you want to be. At least get you started moving in that direction. For today, I'm out of time. This is Dr. Cause. Dr. Cause, in effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency, and I am so grateful. Wishing you an infinitely spectacular day.